You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening, everybody locked in all over North America. I hope you had a good Thursday. Okay, this is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Wherever you might be, whatever road, home, bed, back room, front room, submarine, I don't know where you at. You on the bus? Thank you for being here, okay? You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM? Well, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thursday, December 4th, 2025. Of course, at the end of the show, we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But before we get there, we got the Cowboys and the Lions. Thursday night football. Some major playoff implications here. Can't wait to see that. We'll get into that game in an hour from now. We got Penn State, still don't have a head coach. We got Penn State. Penn State still sucks. They're not able to bring in recruits. Lane Kiffin is still getting crapped on. We got Jalen Carter for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's out. Got some shoulder trouble. Darius Slay, is he out from the NFL? Last night I told you the Buffalo Bills picked him up. Apparently he may not have any interest in playing for the Buffalo Bills. And Giannis, speaking of out, it's official. Giannis is out for a minimum of 2 to 4 weeks. Of course, all the Bucks are saying, hey, you know, Giannis isn't going anywhere. Giannis didn't ask for a trade. We'll get into that momentarily. Tatum might come back. And Jason Tatum says, damn it, I also want to play with my son. He wants to join LeBron. In that space. So we got a lot to get into. We have a lot to discuss here over the next several hours. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Jason Lockenfour who's going to join us. Come through next hour to talk some NFL. We have a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. Find me online. I exist. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of the things. X, whatever the heck you want to call it. I am at JR Sport Brief. Boom. I just gave you a rundown. How could I miss this? Russell Wilson is on a bye week. Well, the New York Giants are on a bye. God bless them. We saw them get their asses whooped on Monday by the New England Patriots. Russell Wilson was a bystander. Russell Wilson is going to be in the CBS broadcast booth. He's going to be on the show. He's a guest host this upcoming Sunday. So, I mean, get ready for more Russell Wilson things. I guess this is one of the reasons him and his wife had no problem moving to New York City. Russell Wilson, could you imagine having to watch and listen to him on TV for the next 10 years? Well, we'll find out sooner than later. Hey, I told you about the Thursday night football game between the Cowboys and the Lions. You might recall the last time we saw Amon-Ra St. Brown last week on Thanksgiving. He went down with that ankle issue. As it stands right now, he is he's basically to the minute. He's a game-time decision. So once we have some word on Amon-Ra St. Brown, we will give you an update. We'll dive a little bit deeper in tonight's Thursday night football game between Dallas and Detroit. We will do that in an hour's time. Boncher, how are you, man? You cool?
Personally, I'm doing fine. I kind of have a small headache right now just because there has been construction for the last 3 hours, and it's enough where you can hear it through multiple floors of the building.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're talking about in the studio. Where you at?
Right now, yes. There is active vibrations and echoes.
Oh. Well, they said they're redoing the floor. Are you upstairs or downstairs?
I'm downstairs, but this feels like it's coming from below.
Oh. Well, maybe they're going to make their way up. Aren't you? They're moving downstairs to upstairs, upstairs to downstairs to come back downstairs, right?
Basically, they're moving everybody up to come back down just to not use the 11th floor.
Well, I didn't ask you to help move some boxes or something.
I don't get paid to do that.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. If you moved a box, if you attempted to help move a box, what would they tell you? Whoever they is.
I'm not insured, maybe.
Okay. Okay. Because if you sprain an ankle here, then we're going to curse you out and then yell at you.
Probably. That sounds like the flow.
That sounds about right. Well, I feel bad for you. I wish I could fix it, but I can't. If it makes you feel any better, on my way into the studio, I had to walk amongst a bunch of kids, adults, people drinking and grabbing beverages and Christmas trees. They are doing a holiday lighting. They're doing a tree lighting here this evening by the studio here in Atlanta at Colony Square. So they're over here lighting it up. They're having a good old time. I'm looking out the window at them right now. They're getting ready to light the tree, I don't know, in an hour or something like that.
That's good. I think New York did theirs yesterday. It's the time of the year.
Oh, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree's lit?
Yeah, I think it was lit yesterday.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's just too many people out there for me. And you got to really be out there all day to have a great vantage point of the tree. Otherwise, you're standing on the street. I mean, that space ain't all that damn big. It's basically an alley and three alleys interconnecting at Rockefeller Center. So, and an ice rink. Good for them. Oh, so, hey, I hope you're in the Christmas spirit. As you can tell, Batra and myself are. Happy holidays to you and yours. Someone who needs a lot of well wishes right now. Just when he thought he was getting his wish, apparently, to be on the way out the door, is Giannis Antetokounmpo. We sat here last night. We talked about it's not a trade demand, but more reports about how Giannis wants to get the hell up on out of Milwaukee. This is what took place in the afternoon. Earlier in the day, Giannis scrubbed his social media. He took some bleach and some plastic bags, and put on some gloves, and he started to scrub any semblance, anything remaining about his tenure with the Milwaukee Bucks. It's like, hey, I'm no longer a member of the Bucks. I'm an NBA player. Had a post wishing Kobe Bryant a happy birthday. Had a post of him with the NBA championship, and everything else was just bare. You want to tell me he wasn't trying to send a message? Maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo has been following some of these other professional athletes who feel they need to go on social media to be vague and share everybody, how they feel. Brandon Ayuk, hey, come get me. I want to go back with my old college teammate, Jaden Daniels. I mean, we had Trey Hendrickson. He's looking for a contract, and he's sending photos to let everybody know, I'm not in Cincinnati, I'm in Florida. Everybody has to utilize social media to send a message. Boncher, if I went on social media right now and I just took a photo, and I just went to Google Stock Images and I took a picture and I made sure it said goodbye, people be like, what are you talking? When I get question marks, all this vagueness, imagine if I never answered.
Oh, yeah. It works. That's the issue. It's just no, if you leave a little bit of unclarity in a message, people want to know more, and it works.
A lot of ambiguity. And I mean, Giannis knows what he's doing. Nobody was born yesterday. And so he scrubs his social media. The report comes out that him and his agent are once again basically saying, hey, this team sucks. We need to leave here. And I think there's some parallels when it comes down to Russell Wilson as well. When Russell Wilson saw the writing on the wall and knew that it was time to leave Seattle, the last thing that Russell Wilson wanted to do was just publicly come out and say, I'm done. I'm out. I don't want to be here. Because he didn't want to come across as the bad guy. You know, a lot of times he comes across as disingenuous. I think we got the same scenario right now with Giannis Antetokounmpo. He doesn't want to be the dude who bails. He's going to wipe his social media. He's going to deny reports. He's going to say things like, I'm entitled to change my mind. Giannis has never been in this position. Giannis is love. People love Giannis. He brought them a championship in Milwaukee. His first experience here in America, he's eating ice cream and having ices and Slurpees and eating cookies. He's like, oh, man, America's great. Came over here like a deer in headlights, became a champion. He's an icon in Milwaukee. Doesn't want to disappoint anybody. And then last night when the game opens up against the Detroit Pistons, all these rumors are swirling. He goes down. Non-contact injury. Yeah, that really sucks for a guy who apparently wants to leave town. How you gonna leave if you're hurt? Nobody wants damaged goods. Listen to the report that came in earlier today on CBS Sports HQ.
We continue to follow breaking news out of the association, where Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a strained right calf. That's coming from ESPN. He was injured during the first quarter Wednesday's win against the Pistons, quickly ruled out. Bucks have struggled mightily without the Greek freak this season, just 1-5 in his absence. And that injury came just hours after it was reported Giannis and his agent were set to meet with the team about his future in Milwaukee.
Ain't nothing to meet about now, huh? Is there? And surprisingly, without Giannis, the man only played 3 minutes, scored 2 points. The Bucks beat the Pistons 113-109. The Pistons have been one of the best teams in the NBA this season. If you haven't been following the league, I know that sounds odd for a team that went on a 20-plus losing streak. Last season, 2 seasons ago? Not last season. They were actually good. Yeah, the Pistons are a good team. But they lost last night to the Bucks. And so one thing that we did not get as a result of Giannis being injured is Giannis speaking to the media. And I don't think we lost anything because Giannis would have given us boilerplate. I haven't requested a trade. I said the same thing I said a few months ago. I'm here. I'm committed. And he would deny it. He'd say there's nothing to discuss. I mean, there's a vague way to walk around things. And Giannis would have been tiptoeing around all the questions and given us nothing. But the reality is, we know he doesn't want to be there. I mean, when there's smoke, there's fire. You got to answer all of these questions. If Giannis just strictly wanted to stay, you know what he'd say? I'm not going to request a trade. That's not what he said. I mean, just last week we had Lane Kiffin. Hey, they said your family is flying out to Louisiana and you got an ultimatum. You gave an ultimatum to your staff. And his response is to go, I didn't say that. He didn't say I'm staying. Come on. It's common sense. Right now, we don't have a lot of it. Giannis is not going to be with the Milwaukee Bucks for long. Yeah, he has to stick around a little bit longer because of the injury. I think it's more likely that we get to the trade deadline in February and Giannis moves on, that he gets traded. But as it stands last night, this gave his coach, his teammates, it gave them all an opportunity to just say, Giannis didn't say that he was leaving. Giannis is our teammate. I mean, after the victory, take a listen right now to Bobby Portis. He said that Giannis actually sent a message to the whole team after the victory.
What's so crazy is Giannis the first person that texts in the team group message. Good job, fellas. Way to get a win. You know, it's a way to get one. So I haven't talked to him personally, but in the group message, yeah, he's the first one to text congratulating us on a win. So hopefully he's feeling better, feeling well. I haven't seen the video yet either, so don't know what it looked like and how bad it was. But praying for him, always in prayers, and hopefully everything is okay.
Now everything's okay. Yeah, for right now, what is Giannis going to do? Just disappear off the face of the earth while he's injured? He can't move anywhere. He's going to just say, hey, send me home. I'm going to quit on the team. Of course he's going to send a message. He wants to keep everything on the quiet. He wants to keep everything on a hush. Can't just abandon the guys. Now he looks like a real jerk. He's going to be a part of the team until he's not a part of the team, and he's going to play his role. I mean, he spoke to Doc Rivers, or the media spoke to Doc Rivers last night, and Doc Rivers, a little bit more straightforward than Bobby Portis, who, by the way, almost got into a fight with Isaiah Stewart. Doc Rivers said, cut the crap, because Giannis has never, ever asked for a trade.
I want to make it clear, just for the, I would say one more time, but for the 50th time, it clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Damn. And you know his voice is sounding pretty good. Are there voice injections? I don't know. I guess I should know. But his voice has sounded worse. Let's go ahead and put it that way. And then the media continued on with Doc Rivers, and he was just like, yo, stop asking me about Giannis's future. Leave me alone.
So here we go again. There's been no conversations.
Yeah, well, that time he sounded like he ate a couple of cigarettes. Not smoked them, but he ate a couple of cigarettes. Look, we've been down this road before. You don't have to request a trade to want one. You can sit around with your agent and you could talk to the team and you could say, ah, we're thinking about our future. That's not what Doc Rivers said. You can sit around and send messages and delete your social media. That's not requesting a trade. But you know what? If you're in a relationship, Bacha, you've been in one before, right?
No, I don't date.
You don't want to be in a relationship?
No, I do, but I don't. I haven't, so...
You've never been in a relationship?
No, I've had no reason to.
You've never had a girlfriend in third grade for a week?
Nope. I was focused on the books. Like the I said, books. I was a nerd.
You could be a nerd and have a significant other.
I know. Just didn't happen.
You didn't pursue it?
Nope.
Okay, so maybe this isn't so much relatable to you. Well, you've been in a relationship. You have a relationship with other humans, right?
Yeah, I have friends. Coworkers.
Yeah, you got friends. Think about it this way. Maybe not so much. You could be in a relationship with anybody. You do not have to stare at this person in the face and say, I don't want to be here. I don't love you. I don't want to be with you. I want a divorce. I want to break up. You don't have to stand on a table and scream that in somebody's face in order for the message to be clear, okay? There's conversations to be had, and more importantly, there are actions, okay, or lack of actions that make your intentions and what you want clear. Giannis doesn't have to walk into the office, and yes, these are the magic words that he didn't say it. Giannis don't got to walk into office. His agent doesn't have to walk into the office and go, Giannis, or I want to leave. He doesn't have to say that. Having conversations that, hey, we're looking at the future. What are the next steps? That says enough. They're on notice. And it's coming. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And Giannis having a calf injury, that certainly pushes things back. I don't think anything was going to happen before Christmas, maybe. I think it's more realistic that Giannis gets moved around the trade deadline. Is he going to the Knicks? If Wembanyama could ever stay healthy, I'd love to see him on a front line with Luke Kornet and Victor Wembanyama. If Wembanyama can stay healthy, I mean, where the hell else could Giannis? What's another good spot for Giannis?
OKC.
Oh, no.
It's a spot.
If I'm the Oklahoma City Thunder and I got all these young players and I got all these draft picks, and I already got to pay a maximum contract to all my young guys, who, by the way, are like 25 and under. I think Shai Gilgeous is 26. He might be too old at that point. Like, why the hell do I want to swap that? Well, I just won a championship, and I'm already just beating everybody's ass. Why I want a 31, soon a 31, be 31-year-old guy? I don't need him.
No, you don't need him. But at the same time, you don't want to turn down potentially a top five player in the league that could basically guarantee you another trip to the finals?
That's not a guarantee. I mean, you can think about it, one for many. If you are the Milwaukee Bucks and you're moving Giannis, you want players back and you likely want picks. One thing that the Oklahoma City Thunder have plenty of right now, they have plenty of players and they have plenty of picks. They just won the championship. Okay, they have the opportunity to win the championship again. They are 21-1. They are on a historic pace. There's no need to bring him on. And Giannis himself has had a history of injury issues. And so if I'm already paying, and then you got to give him a contract extension next year and he's 31, I'm leaving it alone if I'm the Thunder. Like, there's no point. I got to, A, add the contract, add an older guy. I got to give up players. I got to give up picks. The Thunder would actually be hurting themselves into the future. And I think they'd be shorting themselves right now if they brought in Giannis. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the one who operates and handles the rock. And if we know there's one thing, Giannis, he ain't the greatest shooter in the world. But around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he got lots of shooters. Chet Holmgren can shoot. Isaiah Hartenstein can operate the offense. One thing that's going to be interesting, where does Giannis go? I know they say that the window to move him to the New York Knicks is currently closed, or it's not just exclusive to the Knicks. They send him to the Knicks for Karl Anthony Towns, a player or two, a pick. I don't know. Send him to New York and let's see what he can do with Brunson. I think that'd be cool. I think New York would be the best fit for Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. But we won't figure out nothing, nada, not a damn thing, until he at least comes back from his sprained calf injury. God bless him. It's not a torn Achilles. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much to get into. I told you we got Thursday Night Football, and we'll get into that. That'll be a lot of fun talking about Dallas in Detroit. Dak Prescott has been on a heater. We'll talk more about the Bucks later on in the show. And we got Jason Lock and Ford joining us next hour to talk about the NFL. When we come back on the other side of the break, Giannis isn't the only guy out. The Philadelphia Eagles are missing one of their stars on defense. I'll give you a clue. Hak Tua. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's not just Giannis who's out. We got a couple of, they're associated with the Eagles. One guy just won a championship with the Eagles. The other guy won a championship with the Eagles. One dude doesn't know if he wants to play football anymore. And the other dude is just, he got busted up shoulders. Let me tell you about the guy who still plays for the Eagles. His name is Jalen Carter. And for a Philadelphia Eagles team that is now 8-4, they've lost two straight games. We saw them lose to Dallas on Black Friday. We saw them lose to the Chicago Bears, where they just got trounced on the ground. 281 yards rushing. Jalen Carter, the guy who spat in the face or towards Dak Prescott to open up the NFL season on Thursday Night Football, Jalen Carter is not going to play in the Eagles' next game against the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Jalen Carter is dealing with shoulder issues. He had a procedure. We don't know what it is, but he ain't playing. You know, after the game on Black Friday against the Bears, he pretty much said, yeah, there were times where I couldn't do nothing. They were pushing me back. And if you know Jalen Carter, man, you could have watched him with the Georgia Bulldogs. Maybe you did or did not. Obviously, Athens is right down the road for me. That dude is a beast. He's a bad man. And to think about the Philadelphia Eagles without that dude in the center, you just want to shrug at the defense. You don't have no pressure up the middle. You're putting even additional pressure on the defensive backs to go out there and do some work. It's not a good situation right now. Matter of fact, here is Jalen Carter after the Bears game. He pretty much said, I hurt, but I'm not going to tell y'all why I hurt, and I'm not going to give you no details.
I believe myself on that. There was some runs out there. I got drove back where I wasn't making no effect on the play. It kind of made an adjustment. If you start seeing who was playing the first and second down and the third down, we just went from there.
Where do you think the issues came from there for you?
Me?
Yeah.
You drove off the ball. That's it's uncharacteristic though for you. Yeah, it's my problems to deal with. I ain't going to tell everybody what I'm going to.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm going through. Okay. Well, that's a polite way of doing it. Better than Abdul Carter the other day telling everybody he's not going to get into his online activity because he told you already he's not going to get into it. Damn, okay. Well, Jalen Carter is out, and the Eagles need him. 8-4, like there are people really walking around looking at the Dallas Cowboys saying to themselves, are the Dallas Cowboys going to end up winning the division? Are the Philadelphia Eagles really going to suffer an epic collapse? In about 90 minutes, when the Dallas Cowboys kick off Thursday Night Football against the Detroit Lions, the Dallas Cowboys are not cooked. They're not finished yet. Tonight, they have an opportunity to get to 7 wins, 5 losses. They can be 7-5-1 tonight with that stupid tie that they got. In Philadelphia, think about it this way. If they lose on Monday to the Chargers, where Justin Herbert is going to be playing with a busted up left hand that was just surgically repaired, if Philadelphia loses, they can fall to 8-5. Dallas can move to 7-5-1. And yeah, we got ourselves a division. Tonight is a very important game for the Dallas Cowboys against Detroit. And think about the loss from Detroit's perspective. They lose, they go to 7-6. Yeah, things aren't all that bright and sunny unless they end up with a wild card spot. That's going to be tough given all the teams that are in the NFC West. So tonight going to have some major playoff implications. We'll dive a little bit deeper into tonight's game between Dallas and the Lions. We'll do that at the top of the hour. But I also mentioned that there's another Philadelphia Eagle, or he used to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Damn it, he may be a former NFL player. Darius Slay played this season starting off with the Steelers, won a championship last year with the Eagles. He don't know if he want to play football. Okay, the Steelers put him on waivers. Apparently, he didn't want to be there. And then the Buffalo Bills picked him up. We talked about this yesterday. Darius Slay is 34 years old now. He's a six-time Pro Bowler, won a championship, has been an All-Pro. He started off with the Detroit Lions, as I mentioned the Lions. But instead of just joining the Bills, who are perennial title contenders, even though they never get there, sorry, he says he doesn't know if he wants to play. And so he may not even join the Buffalo Bills. He's trying to figure out if he ever wants to even play football. And so the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, from their perspective, things are just kind of crazy right now, okay? And then he ends up with the Buffalo Bills. He may not play. And then word got out from that the Eagles may want him back. And then Nick Sirianni, he said, I needed to talk to my guys just about bringing him back. Listen to what Sirianni said.
You always are in constant communication with your guys about everything. And one thing you're always doing in this room is you're correcting things that aren't up to standard, and you're praising things that are up to standard. So I think the guys have a real good feel of, you know, how we, you know, obviously the communication, but obviously, and they have a good feel of how we, you know, we appreciate the things that they do because we emphasize those things. So, but communication is really key.
Listen, man, the Eagles got bigger problems than worried about dudes missing playing time. Jalen Carter is out, shoulder issues. The offense sucks right now. The offensive line is different. These Eagles, as it stands right now, every week that goes by, I say they got time. They don't look like no damn Super Bowl contenders right now. They look like they're getting ready to cannibalize each other, like it's a feeding frenzy, like, let's beat up on the offensive line. Let's beat up on Jalen Hurts. Who can we go out here and blame next? And meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys, well, I really now think there's an opportunity that we see them in the postseason. I'll tell you this much. They got to win tonight. They got to win tonight. Okay. We'll get into that game at the top of the hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about somebody else. He's not going anywhere. I thought that he would be fired by now. I'm going to tell you who's not going anywhere. But speaking of being fired, we know Chris Paul got fired yesterday morning. Somebody was surprised by that. I'll tell you who that is. And so we got a lot to get into before we talk about Thursday night football between Dallas and Detroit. And right now, to get an update on everything going on in the world of sports, here he is with a news flash. It's Rich Ackerman.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to get into the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to get into the Detroit Lions at the top of the hour. We're also going to be joined by Jason Lockenfora. Yeah, Odyssey NFL insider, CBS Sports. He'll join us next hour to take a deeper dive into everything going on in the NFL. Looking forward to that one. Speaking of the NFL, we gave you an update that Darius Slay, he's not all that certain. He doesn't know if he wants to play football. He was put on waivers at his request by the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. He was picked up by the Buffalo Bills, and he and his agent have told the Buffalo Bills, I'm not sure that I want to keep playing football. He's 34 years old. He won a championship last year. I guess he's fine. He don't need to play. So we'll find out sooner than later. I mean, typically when a guy has to, take this deep of a dive into whether or not he wants to keep on playing, the time is typically up. And so let's see if he's ready to give it another shot, another go for a minimum 2 more months. I mean, it's 2 months, bro. Just come in, finish it up, and see how things end up. And then we talked about Jalen Carter, who's going to be out for the Philadelphia Eagles due to a shoulder procedure. We don't know the details of the shoulder procedure, but Jalen Carter is not going to be in the middle of the Eagles' defense on Monday as they try to stop Justin Herbert with the busted up hand. So speaking of a guy, he ain't going nowhere, and I'm a little surprised by this. Mark Andrews is staying in Baltimore with the Ravens. Yeah, the tight end. Every time it looks like Lamar Jackson needs to get bailed out, he finds Mark Andrews in the middle of the field. Mark Andrews just signed a 3-year, $39 million contract right here in the middle of the damn season. And the first thing that came to my mind was, damn, I guess Isaiah Likely is taking a hike. This guy's been dealing with a busted up foot. And when he's played, he has no touchdowns. He was ass on Thanksgiving, dropped the ball on the way into the end zone. It's just been bad for Isaiah Likely. And he's the younger guy. He's like 5 years younger than Mark Andrews, who's 30. Mark Andrews is going nowhere. And he's not the player that he used to be. 332 yards receiving, 5 touchdowns this season. Not what you're used to from Mark Andrews. I understand that there was a point where Tyler Huntley was playing while Lamar Jackson was out. But, I mean, damn, Mark Andrews getting a contract before Isaiah Likely? A little odd. Today, Mark Andrews spoke to the media, and he said, Baltimore is my home.
100%. Yeah, this has become home for me. Really every aspect about it. I've loved getting to grow up here as a man and play for this city, for this organization. There's no place else I'd rather play.
Yeah, that's what everybody says when they get a contract. He got money coming his way. Good for him. I'll tell you this. I'm also surprised that he's sticking around with the team, given that drop that he had last year that could have put the Ravens in the AFC Championship game, and they lost to the Buffalo Bills, and Mark Andrews dropped that pass that would have put him in the end zone. The game would have been tied. God knows what would have happened after that. And he dropped it. And everybody said it's not his fault. There were other reasons we lost, and they are 100% correct. But Mark Andrews went dark on social media. The fans in Baltimore were like, oh, how could you not, stand up and face the music? And I thought that was the beginning of the end for him. Apparently not. I mean, if we go back to earlier this year, last season in the playoffs, this is the message that John Harbaugh had for Mark Andrews after that game.
Same thing I would say to all the guys like Mark. I mean, Mark, There's nobody that has more heart and cares more and fights more than Mark. Who's, we wouldn't be here without Mark Andrews. You know, that's what you say to him. So, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, destiny is a decision that you make, and it's a decision is how you handle, you know, what comes in your life. You know, and Mark will handle it fantastic, like he always does, because he's a high character person. He's a tough person, and he's a good person. So, proud of him, just like I'm proud of all the guys.
Well, at least we know the Ravens are, they down for the cause. The Ravens are in. They do not mind sticking by their guy. And it took a few months after he kind of went dark for Mark Andrews to respond from that. And this is what he said when he finally spoke.
This is my life. I put a lot of work into this. And, you know, everything I do is kind of focused on that. Everything I think about is focused on that. And so, you know, it wasn't the way that, you know, I'd planned it. And, you know, but that's all part of the story. I've been using it, and I've had an incredible offseason. And I'm excited to show what I can continue to do and continue to prove myself and step up in big moments. And, you know, that's the thing about sports is it doesn't always fall your way, doesn't always go your way, but it's how you bounce back.
They're going to need him to bounce back. The Ravens are currently 6-6. We saw them lose to the Bengals in the return of Joe Burrow on Thanksgiving. Damn it. Wow. Wow. Botcher. Last week, exactly this time last week was Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What?
Time flies. Well, it's only been a week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Really?
That's a week to get here so fast. You want it? This week hasn't felt like it has just flown by?
This week, I think because I was getting back in the flow of things after having a long weekend, it felt like a normal week.
This week feels like, to me, I feel like Thanksgiving was yesterday. And here we are already staring at another Thursday. I'm like, yeah, I was watching the game last week. It was Thanksgiving and boom. Thanksgiving was already a week ago. Well, it's Christmas in 3 weeks, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Damn. You ready for Christmas? You ready?
No. I'm trying to save some more money. I have to buy more gifts, though.
You don't got to buy anything.
No, I don't. But right. It's the nice thing to do.
And if you don't get gifts, you're not nice?
No. Like, so I got the family. The family's all done. But okay. It's like, do I want to buy gifts for friends and secondary friends? That's the question.
Oh, secondary friend. What is a secondary friend?
Well, you have, like, your tier one friends, like your best friends. Second tier friends.
No, I don't. You either my friend or you not. It's one or the other. Come on now. You put your friends in tiers. Do you have them on a spreadsheet, too?
No spreadsheet, just vibes.
Oh, just vibes.
And it goes up and down, depending.
Vibes go up. But what determines these vibes?
Communication, how much we communicate.
Ah, okay.
How respectful are you? Stuff like that.
How respectful are you?
Well, not
you
like got respect, friends
that,
but like...
You got friends that are not respectful to you?
Well, no. I'm just... Oh. Respect was a bad word. It's more of a... How often do I see you?
Okay.
What do we talk about? Like, how much do we communicate? Stuff like that. So are we actually friends is the scale.
Let me tell you something. Your friend tiers are going to change over time, okay? People are going to get in relationships, and people are going to have kids, and people are going to move. And then you're going to have to start shuffling your tier friends around, okay?
Oh, I am not ready for one of my friends to have kids.
Any of them?
I feel like I'm going to be the person that's told to babysit.
Oh, that, told to babysit?
Well,
nobody could tell you what to do?
I know, but like, I also feel like I'd be a great babysitter.
You want to babysit?
It depends who it is, what kid it is, and if the kid has like a cool name or something.
If the kid has a cool name, that will determine whether or not you babysit. Okay.
Yes. A lot of factors.
All right. This is interesting. Okay. The more you know. Nice to know you have your friends. I'm glad I'm not your friend, Bacha, okay?
No, you are my friend.
I'm your friend. What tier am I in? Tier 8?
No, there's no 8 tiers. It's 1 or 2.
What am I? I'm a tier 2 friend.
Yeah, just because I don't see you first to person, face to face.
Okay, all right. So if I was sitting in the studio with you, we'd be tier 1 friends.
Most likely.
Okay, all right. Good to know. Now I feel bad. I feel bad now, Bacha. How do we rectify this? How do we do this?
I'm a little off track.
You're off track? Is Mark Andrews, he got friends, right? He got money.
Oh, he's got friends and a lot of money.
He got a lot of money. A lot of money doesn't mean he got a lot of friends. Hey, let's listen to Mark Andrews again and talk about money, saying it was extremely important for him to get this extension.
It was extremely important for me. You know, I was I was very patient in this process and just, you know, again, not, you know, trying to control things I can't control and putting my head down, going to work and fighting for this team as much as I could, especially, you know, this year. But, you know, it was extremely important to me. And I expressed that to them to be able to stay here and play, you know, week in, week out for this team.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Good for him. They wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to suck after he dropped the football last year. Good for Mark Andrews. But I will tell you, it got to be real disappointing that Isaiah likely hasn't been able to step up this season, because it was always a thought to me that he was ultimately going to take the job of Mark Andrews and surpass him. But that doesn't appear to be the case. You ain't going to pay two tight ends, you know, $40 million each. That is not going to happen. Isaiah likely is likely going to disappear from the Baltimore Ravens at the conclusion of this season. Speaking of disappearing, we know one guy who's gone. Chris Paul, he got the boot yesterday. And then late last night, after the Clippers beat the Atlanta Hawks here in Georgia, we heard from a couple of players. We heard from Ty Lue. We heard that it was a little bit of a surprise that he was gone, at least to Ty Lue. He says things ended bad. Do you believe everything you're about to hear? Listen.
I don't like it. You know, it just didn't work out like we thought it would, you know, and like I said, I don't like it for CP, you know, but it just wasn't a good fit, you know, and we understood that. And so, like I said, it was an organization, you know, they made the choice, you know, and so moving forward, you know, we got to see what we do. So, you know, we'll see.
It was an organization decision? And here's a very simple question. Were you a part of the decision, man? What are you doing?
I don't think it necessarily helped our team. I mean, I don't think the reason why we're 5-16 because of CP's, you know, play. I just think that it wasn't a good fit for what he was looking for. And, you know, it is what it is. And so do I want to see CP go out like this? No, I have a lot of respect for him. He's been a friend of mine over the years. And you never want to see a great go out, you know, like this. But I'm pretty sure he will find something because he's a great player. He's, you know, and so... I didn't want to see it end like this.
Fit for what they had going on there in Los Angeles? What they have going on? Losing? Like Chris Paul didn't want to lose? And he's old, so I get it. He's old. He's kind of washed up. Last thing you need is some old washed up dude telling you what you need to do, and he can't even do it himself. It's like, just go home, bruh. We can lose and suck with or without you. Let's leave it alone, huh? Let's leave it alone. Hey, good luck to Chris Paul. You're going to end up somewhere. I don't think his career is going to be done. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're not done here. We are just getting started. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this Thursday night football matchup between the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. Okay, we got some major playoff implications in this one. Should be a great game. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.